Hello all sentient beings and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk about all news, comics, and media related to the... On this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode, we review Transformers Escape Issue 3. Transformers comic book writer Simon Furman is featured in a brand new CBR post, and we have some convention news. Today is Friday, April 23rd, 2021, and this is episode 230 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that hopes we're not the Insecticons' next meal. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
The amazing and awesome producer and editor Mike.
I'm a little heavy on the electrons. Electrons.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian beast.
I don't know. This, that was a bad intro. I should have rewrote that. Let's talk Transformers, I guess.
Fuck you, Daryl.
Whoa, there's a good one. There we go. All right.
Thanks everyone for listening to the last episode.
I'm so glad I could be on the last episode.
All right. I got a good one out of them. All right.
I don't know. Someone grabbed my mic. I was hacked. As always, we start the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. Thank you all for continuing to support the show despite my many F-bombs. Oh, we really appreciate it.
Did you say
it.
You were hacked? Yes. Is that how that works?
Yes.
I'm not a computer doctor or anything, but...
It happens.
That's the okay. Shears get it out of jail free.
I'm hacked. Got into a car accident. I'm hacked.
I got drunk and robbed a store.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're vaccinated, you can just blame it on the chip. I got hacked.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Wi-Fi hacking your microphone there, Charles. I see.
I slept with my wife's sister. I was hacked.
Yes.
So many possibilities.
If you'd like to support Transmissions, you know, for more of these comedy stylings, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support.
And not get hacked.
And that's where you can support us on Patreon or PayPal. We really appreciate it. One of the perks of being a Donatrion is that you are automatically entered into our Toy Hacks monthly drawing. Every month we give away a $10 gift code to Toy Hacks. And April is coming to an end pretty soon. So next week we will be doing a drawing for April. And if you get your entries in by this Sunday, April 25th, you will be entered to win. And as I mentioned, if you become a Donatrion before then, you will be automatically entered. Another way to enter, of course, is to send an email with a picture of one of your Transformers that you'd like to get stickers for and email that to contest@transmissionspodcast.com. We did get an entry this month from our good friend Steve, regular listener to the show. And Steve sent a very amusing picture with the direct homage to from the G1 episode Hoist Goes Hollywood. So that was a cool little picture. Thanks, Steve, and good luck. Also, next week and next Monday, we will have the main regular episode on the main Transmissions Empire of Rust feed. This is Empire of Rust episode 48. By Our Powers Combined, and this will be out Monday, April 26th, to all the regular listeners of Empire of Rust, our the first and only live play Transformers RPG podcast. And we're closing into the end of the season, right, Mike? So things are heating up.
Yeah, only a couple of more episodes, and we're going to come to the end of season one. And then we'll start up on season two with a whole bunch of new storylines and new character developments. But I have an important announcement that I just learned this week. There is another Transformers RPG podcast out there.
What?
It's a one shot, so our tagline still is right. But yes, a gaming podcast that does like a whole bunch of like one shots, like little gaming gaming things, and like RPG Talks did a hack of the Cortex Prime game system and ran it with Transformers. I did listen to it. It was interesting, but you know, it was a one shot. That's all it was. It was just one time, one and done. That was it. We're still the first, still the best.
It's only one episode?
Yep, just one.
I will say that.
If you Google Transformers RPG podcast, Empire of Rust is still number one.
Mm-hmm.
And two and three.
And since that one shot's only one episode, Dale, you could probably get that.
I would. I that's what I said. I could get behind that.
That's loyalty for you, Daryl. Listen to other Transformers RPG podcasts, not Empire for Us. It's too long.
Oh no, don't worry, Daryl was hacked.
Well, Mike, can you send me a link? Maybe we'll put a link in the show notes if people are curious about that.
Certainly.
Why would we do that?
Well, we get
just have a link lead back to Empire of Rust.
Well, if they talk about it and they have a bigger audience, then there'll be more people coming to art.
And we can encourage them to use the Empire of Rust rulebook. That's been getting a lot of traction recently with the other tabletop RPG players. So,
right, you're mm-hmm. selling it, right, Mike?
Oh yeah, totally making tons of money off this, right? Don't worry, if that happens, I was hacked. the podcast is called Victory Condition Gaming, and they did a one shot called Cortex Prime RPG Actual Play.
All right, we'll put a link in the show notes.
Oh, that's not the one curious. I found Rusty Empire.
We don't talk about that one.
Oh.
That's the After Dark version.
I say it's the Bizarro world.
All right. So everyone check out transmissionspodcast.com/rust. All right. Let's get into some comics news. Okay. First up in comics news, we have Juan Samu. The artist behind the Transformers Back to the Future crossover is showing off his artwork for issue 4's cover. And he put out a tweet on Twitter, just a thread talking about how this was one of his, being able to draw some of the icons of his childhood and how much fun he had with this Back to the Future crossover with Transformers. This comic has been going so, the delays have been kind of crazy. Like, this started in October. Now it looks like issue 4 is not coming until May. So that's a pretty lax schedule. I mean, I'm looking forward to the end of this, but I wish we had gotten these issues quicker. But yeah, this was a fun crossover, but yeah, so look forward to the conclusion in May.
I'm wondering if it has to be like licensing approvals and that's what's holding it up.
Maybe. Yeah, I have no idea. Another bit of news. I found this, I'm not a fan of the listicle articles that go up on a lot of the major websites, but this one I came across on CBR.com. And it's interesting because it's 10 ways Simon Furman changed Transformers. So I just thought that was interesting that they really do highlight how much Simon Furman contributed to the Transformers lore and storytelling, and how they do mention that he's really one of the most prolific Transformers writers. He's touched all aspects of the franchise, and a lot of the things that he came up with have been infused into Transformers backstory for the next 30 years. So I'm always happy to see Simon Furman get love and appreciation, because I love and appreciate Simon Furman. So just wanted to highlight that. And last bit of news, this is not really directly Transformers related, but I thought this would be interesting given the state of the comics industry. And this news is about a month old now, but we did learn that Marvel is breaking up with Diamond Distributors. So Marvel is no longer just going to distribute their comics to specialty shops through Diamond. And this will happen October 1st of this year. They will be switching to Penguin Random House for all their comic distribution. Now, this comes, we know that IDW has already switched to Penguin for their graphic novels, but they are still distributing their regular floppy books through Diamond. But this seems to be a major shakeup. I mean, now comic shops are having to go through multiple distributors to get all the books from different companies. I mean, DC is already has already separated from Diamond. Now with Marvel leaving Diamond, what do you think this is going to do to the way comics are distributed? Do you think this is going to lead to a little bit better scheduling for the smaller publishers? Like maybe IDW books won't get delayed so much, or do you think this is just going to be a race to the bottom as things fragment more and more?
What has Diamond left? I mean, like what, aside, DC and Marvel are both gone mm-hmm. from them.
Image,
I mean,
who is, most of the other smaller publishers.
I thought Image was under DC's imprint.
No.
Image is independent.
You're thinking of something else, like Vertigo maybe.
DC owns like Image though, doesn't it?
No. Image is independent.
Really?
Yeah. Diamond is in the article, it says Diamond is the contractually exclusive comic book distributor for some of comics' largest publishers, Image, Dark Horse, Boom Studios, Dynamite Entertainment.
That's a very loose interpretation of some of comics' largest publishers.
I mean, I do find it interesting that for years, everyone is like, Diamond is the worst, Diamond is the worst. And then when these things happen, a portion of online fandom is like, you know, crying out, like, how could they do this to Diamond? And I'm like, Diamond's the worst. This either makes Diamond get better or it makes the companies find better solutions. I mean, Marvel is owned by Disney, which has a pretty big publishing arm. And I think working with Penguin Random House is just a no-brainer for them. You know, it gets them through like not only comics stores, but bookstores and a number of other places. I think that IDW already having the deal with Penguin for the graphic novels is great. You know, they have leverage now with Diamond, where, you know, they can say bump us up in the priority or we're moving to. And also this does nothing to hinder my theory that Marvel's eventually going to buy IDW. but I think it's going to be rough for a little while for comic book stores. But I think in the end, this is a good thing for the industry. Having everything beholden to a single company for the entire industry is just not a smart thing. I mean, it's DC doing their, you know, Tuesday deliveries is dumb when the rest of the industry is on Wednesdays. But other than that, spreading it out, I think, is a smart thing. And comic stores are already having to deal with multiple vendors for collectibles and other things. You know, they were never completely 100% diamond unless they were really small. So I think they're going to, I mean, it'll take them a while to probably get used to everything, but I think they'll be fine.
All right. Yeah. I'm definitely not shedding a tear for diamond. Yeah. So I hope that with more players in the, and more competition, that makes everyone step up their game rather than just, you know, having things drop off. So, yeah. I mean, also this is the comic book industry. I mean, all kind of physical media is, it's still a difficult business. So, I wonder what they, you know, what they can do to kind of reinvigorate things. So we'll see. All right. That's all our comics news, and we will move on to our comic review.
Hi, this is Jeremy from the future. I'm editing the episode and I have to add this in. You're going to get a little behind the scenes on how we make the podcast, but we normally get review copies for books on Thursdays of the week preceding, and we got a review copy for Transformers Escape number 3. So we recorded that review on Sunday night. However, at some point on Tuesday, Daryl saw that the book was actually pushed back. And later in the day, Comixology confirmed that, and it now has a release date of May 5th. So although we have the review recorded, we are still technically under embargo, and we don't want to spoil it anyway and just give out the plot before the book actually comes out. And when this normally happens, as is happening all too frequently lately, we'll find out before we record the podcast, and then we can make adjustments and either, you know, pick another comic, do a retro comic or a cartoon review or something. I mean, you've noticed in the last few months, we've had more non-comic reviews as, you know, the schedule for the comics is more sporadic. But in this case, 2 days after we've recorded the podcast, we don't really have time in our week to prepare another review, record another review, you know, and get all this done before the podcast is out. So, you know, I'm sorry, but this is going to be an extra short episode because there will be no review this week. But we, you know, we do have this review in the can. So we're going to figure out what we're going to do because Mike's not going to be on the show in a couple weeks. We haven't talked internally about what we're going to do, but I mean, we could just plug the review in that week. We could re-record it. We could release the review as an exclusive in the future. I don't know. We're going to have to figure out what to do because this is kind of ridiculous, especially finding out the way we found out. Obviously, you know, I'm a little frustrated. The rest of the guys were frustrated, but what can you do? Anyway, that is it. And we will go on to convention news. Also me, but me in the past. So take it away, past Jeremy. All right. We have one thing in convention news, and this is actually thanks to Gray the Color in Discord for posting about this and reminding me, because I've been meaning to put something about this for the last few weeks. GalaxyCon is having a Transformers virtual experience on April 24th at 12 noon Eastern time. It is going to involve Frank Welker and Peter Cullen. You might have heard of them. they're going to have a live stream Q&A at that time at noon on April 24th. They're also going to have video chats that you can pay to be a part of video chats with both Frank Welker and Peter Cullen. And that's at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And also, it's too late now, but they had send-ins where you could get stuff autographed. They said purchase by April 18th and deliver by April 23rd. But you can also, through April 24th, you can buy personalized autographs. So I guess that's not stuff you send in, but stuff that they have on hand. So check that out. We'll have a link in the show notes. It's all at galaxycon.com. And yeah, I mean, this is great that they're able to do this and probably get in front of more people than if they were at an actual in-person convention. So yeah, this is going to be cool.
Oh, these prices though.
Oh yeah. So anything with these two is not going to be cheap. I mean, I'm lucky that I got my Peter Cullen autograph in 2004 before, you know, all this blew up.
Yeah. I'm just looking like for, if you want to do a one-on-one video chat with either Peter Cullen or Frank Welker for 2 minutes, that's $80. Now, if you want both of them together for 2 minutes, it's $150.
It's crazy.
You can get Peter Cullen's personalized autograph signed on a comic book, which looks like it's Regeneration 1, $80. So, yeah. They're not cheap, but I mean, they're not getting any younger. So, you know, it's probably time to, if you're wanting their autograph, you know, better do it, because you know, who knows when they're going to be back at an in-person convention.
Yeah. It looks like, GalaxyCon is doing a lot of these video events. Mm-hmm. I see like their schedule, lots of, you know, Freddie Prinze Jr., Allison Hannigan,
hey.
Power Rangers, Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah. And I'll have a link in the show note to last year's Q&A panel that they did. So you can watch that, get a sense of what it's going to be like. And mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure you check it out.
All right. Well, that's our convention news, and we will finish up the show with some feedback. All right, so Dinobot Maximize writes back. So he sent in a voicemail last week about the variant comics that he had from the 80s where the ads were swapped around. And he did have a clarification for the question that he sent in last week. So actually, he had several editions that appear to be the same edition, like the first print edition. But they still had different ads, and he actually sent some pictures in the Discord chat that showed, like these examples. Which, I think that's interesting. And I think Daryl, you were speculating in the chat that they might have been printed in different locations, like different printers, print houses, at the time. So that's why they might have gotten different ads. So, I think that's interesting, but I think our point from last week still stands, that this is not a something that's hugely sought after, is, you know, when the ads change in the comic. But it is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Dinobot Maximize, you've got a substantial collection, so I think you're gonna. You probably can see more of this happening when you've got multiple copies of different issues. So that, that's cool. I mean, I don't know if there's any, like, anyone cataloging this. So, I mean, I think there's a convention that, if you see some, if you discover something and it's nowhere on the internet, then you have to put it on the internet. So I guess if you are really seeing a lot of these variants, then you should, you know, make a note of it, catalog it, and put it out there. So, all right. That's all our feedback, and that will take us to the end of the show. So, again, we want to give a shout out to our Masterpiece Donatrions, and that is John Forex Levengood and Dinobot Maximize. Thank you again, guys, for continuing to support the show at our highest level. You can also buy merchandise from our TeePublic store. That's at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. We've got lots of shirt designs and masks. And I believe TeePublic is doing some sales in April. So be on the lookout for that. And usually they, you know, have some really good sales, 35% off. So buy through our link, and that helps out the show, but you can still get the sale. So check that out. All right, everybody, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, all.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.